This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We'll get back to the calls coming up in just a little bit. But first, earlier today after practice, in advance of the Commanders heading up to Foxborough to take on the Patriots, his former team, I had a chance to catch up with veteran corner Jonathan Jones.
Head up to Foxborough and a little return. We'll get to that in a second. How do you think camp's gone so far? I mean, obviously you were in one place for a long time. Different staff here, different way of doing things, how would you say?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting after it. We're competing. Yeah. Guys are flying around at practice. Meetings are great. You know, I'm enjoying my time being here. It's a great environment to be here. We're competing, got good players, and I'm excited to be here.
For you, you bring not only your talent, but also experience and winning pedigree. Is that easier to fit into a place where there was already some of that built in based on what happened here last year and some of the leaders that are still here, like Zach and Bobby and so on? Or is it easier to kind of put your imprint of experience and leadership on a team that maybe is a little bit of a rudderless ship?
Yeah, no, it was a good thing going. You know, yeah. They had a good thing going last year, and I just try to add what value that I can, you know, from my previous experience, and just try to help in any way possible. But it was a good thing going. You got great leadership on this team, and I just try to add my input.
What do you think about this revamped secondary? I mean, Amos had another interception today. You guys have all been balling, taking turns. I mean, Sandra still's great. I know we wasn't out there today, but like this group, I think, is it went from a question mark last year to a strength of this team. Would you agree based on what you feel and sense so far?
Yeah. I think, you know, coming in, even in OTAs, we spoke as a group, brought some guys in, some guys up here last year who played some good ball, and just wanted to be an emphasis on the team, you know, be the reason, you know, that we win some games this year on the back end. And so, like I said, we got a good group of guys that are coming in, competing every day, and I'm excited to go to work with them.
You went through a tough year last year. I mean, I guess it's been a couple of tough years, but then the coaching regime change and everything that happened up there. Like, what is it like to come here where guys wanted to be here and stay here that maybe had opportunities to leave? Does that make a big difference when you're a player? Just even one with, again, the leadership and the experience that you have, does that make a difference that you know these guys bought in and wanted to be here?
Yeah, completely. I think we have an organization that's doing the, things the right way. And you have a player, you know, good quarterback, you know, teams and veteran players want to come play. You're going to see what the season that you guys had last year. So it's easy for guys to want to come be a part of that. And the leaders are already here. Guys want to come back, keep playing here. Coach Quinn, hell of a coach. And so guys want to play for a coach like that in an organization like this.
Your role, obviously, you play inside, outside, and as we've talked about constantly, the veteran leadership. Where do you feel most comfortable, I guess, already here?
Yeah, just playing ball. Yeah. Both. I've done them both, you know, in my career, inside, outside, high level. So I just enjoy playing both, you know, wherever the team needs me. Just got a lot to prove, you know, a lot to prove to people that I can still ball, still play. And so I enjoy that.
One last thing. Obviously, spent your career in New England, and here you go. Joint practice on Wednesday. You know, whether you guys will play on Friday night remains to be seen, but back at Gillette's, like, is that going to be a little emotional for you? How would you describe, like, what are you thinking about it?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, I haven't been in a visitor locker room except for pitcher day, so it'll be fun. But I'm excited. You know, there's some guys that are still there to have good relationships with, but we're going to go and compete. Go and compete and go out there and have some fun.
You just try and block it out, I assume?
For sure.
I mean friends after practice and whatever, but.
Yeah, we're playing football.
Yeah.
You know, I got a W on my helmet. I'm excited for that.
So, right.
Just go out there, play some football, and compete.
You like clam chowder at all or no?
Never was a clam chowder guy, but. But they got some good food there.
They do have some.
Might sneak to the north end and get some food.
Lobster roll?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. There you go. All right, now we can be friends.
For sure.
Thanks for doing this.
Thank
I appreciate
problem.
You.
Yes,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, Jonathan Jones, eat lobster rolls, baby. Lobster! That's one thing that I just regret about not being able to make these trips anymore is all the great food. Like, you go up to New England, and I would just eat clam chowder and lobster all the time. All the time. There's no need to eat anything else. Every day. All the time. That would be nasty. But anyway, good guy, Jonathan Jones. 2-time Super Bowl champion. Can play inside, outside. Still has speed. I think he's had a pretty good camp. I think the secondary is going to be much, much improved. Trey almost had an interception at the end of towards the end of practice today. Right, the rook. Had another pass breakup as well. If you have Jonathan Jones healthy, Mikey Sanders still healthy, if Marshawn Lattimore, obviously, and that's a big if, I get it. Noah Igbinoghene's had a good camp. I mean, they are way deeper, way better on paper and in front of my eyes. Granted, not playing against Malik Nabers week one. Granted, not playing against, you know, the group of receivers that Jordan Love is going to throw to week two on a short week, Thursday night football against Green Bay. You get my point is, like, I want to be careful before I go full in on the secondary, but they believe it's better. I spent all summer telling you it's better, way better. I think significantly better. But until we see it, you know, and what happens if, again, Lattimore gets hurt, which he's always hurt. What happens if that's the case? Here's the one reason why I think it'll be better, too. And much better now, and this has been the case all of camp, is we went through the offseason, and until we got to, what, July 20th or whatever it was, we didn't know Von Miller was going to be on this team. I watched Von Miller on two consecutive snaps come off the left edge of the defense today. One, he beat Josh Connerly pretty bad. And one, Connerly wrote him out. Miller got close, but I think I would say, just judging, that Connerly probably won that rep. But the first one, he annihilated him. And Von Miller then subs out, and he runs basically to the 50-yard line-ish area, and then he starts doing a sprint all the way down to the end zone and back. Now, I haven't seen that. Maybe I'm just not paying enough attention. But I wonder if he did that, and I don't know if he did that, as a sort of punishment for maybe doing something wrong that he didn't like that he did to not win that rep, the second one. I don't know. Maybe he just does that all the time and I haven't seen it. A lot going on at camp. But it was interesting to see. It's like sometimes guys, when they fumble the ball or they drop a ball, they drop and do 10 push-ups, 15 push-ups, whatever. It almost seemed like that. I could be wrong, but that's what it almost seemed like. But they will be better in the secondary because of Von Miller. See, that's one thing that people always kind of forget about, and it's why most defenses build themselves from defensive line out, is if you can get that pass rush pressure, hurry. If you can get them to throw the ball, you know, in 2.25 seconds as opposed to 2.75 seconds, a half-second difference, you stand a better chance of defending the pass. Even though it's coming out quicker, you stand a better chance because the quarterback doesn't have as much time to survey. You don't have as much time to break down in coverage, so on and so forth. Right? So, interesting, like, how they bolstered the secondary. They add Von Miller after months of criticism. And I got to be honest with you. When they signed Von Miller, I was like, okay, like, I get it. But not my choice. I still would have had, or rather had Za'Darius Smith. All right, I'm sure I'm going to look bad on that. And I'm sure Adam Peters is right. But the one kind of thing that it's not that I didn't think about it, but maybe I didn't put as much of an emphasis on is, if you get a guy who still has the speed and athleticism of Von Miller and the work ethic and the football character of Von Miller, if you have that guy steaming off the left edge of the defense, right edge of the offense a lot, you're going to get some favorable matchups and you're going to get some in-your-face type of pass rushes if he can stay on the field. Remember, he was obviously suspended last year for a bunch of games. I think he had, what, 6 sacks in 11 games? You know, I mean, that's good. That's good. All right, let's get one more in here, and then we will take a timeout. Let's get to Greg in D.C. right here on the Team 980. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Greg?
I'm trying to... Everything's good, except for my sugar. I'm trying to eat what I'm talking to you.
Oh,
you
man.
Bring my sugar back up. But
oh, man.
Anyway, real quick, because I know you got some folks.
Yeah, be safe. First of all, be safe. That's number one,
yes,
right?
Sir.
And I'm glad you're taking care of yourself. Okay.
Terry McLaurin, I say give him 31, mm-hmm. 26 guaranteed, five-year franchise. I know he's 30, going 31, but he plays like he's 25. 3 years out, if he loses a step, he still can be the person in the locker room, the old head coaching up, the new guys coming in. So you still got a bargain with that. So that's what I'm looking at. As far as the name change, real quick, if they did look at bringing back the Redskins, it's not as derogatory as Indian. In fact, you can Google it. The Choctaw Nation, they have a holiday called Indian, the National Indian Holiday, and that's the day before Thanksgiving. So if you look at the history and the homage to Native Americans, because nothing was given to Native Americans, and they asked if they could do it, number one. But going back in the history books, as far as African Americans and Native Americans didn't get anything, so it was really to pay homage to them, and it was asked through all the Native Americans, was it okay, and it was agreed upon.
Right.
Just got to realize you can't please 100% of the people 100% of the time on 100% of things.
Oh, that's for damn sure. Real quickly before you go, you said DK Met, you said Terry, did you say 28 million guaranteed, was it?
No, 26.
26 million guaranteed.
Yes.
All right, so here's the problem with that. I mean, if you're Terry, right, and you're looking at again, the DK Metcalf contract has been the most mentioned, right? He got a total guarantee of $80 million and a fully guaranteed sum of $60 million. So if you're Terry and you're using the DK Metcalf contract as your greatest leverage point, which clearly he is, and which is fair, by the way, except the difference in age, it's there's almost no way, and I'm not mad at you. I'm just trying to point out we don't know what he's asking for in terms of guarantees, but I would guess he's asking for at least close to DK Metcalf money, which would put him 75 to 80 million in terms of total guarantees. It would put him 55, 60, maybe 61 million in terms of fully guaranteed money. And maybe not as much the average annual value because, you know, again, if he might have to take lower average annual value to get the higher guarantees, which is ideally what you want, right, as a player.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I don't think the 26 number is in any way.
Yeah, it's way down. But I'm just trying to say, okay, how can we get the ink on the paper?
Yeah.
Right?
Terry has an idea.
If you add it up per year,
yeah,
you're still ending up with the same amount of money.
No, I hear you. But maybe they can figure that out and make the dummy money, if you will, work. But more, Terry's going to be looking at, okay, whatever DK got, I got to be at least in the ballpark of. And don't forget, Garrett Wilson got $90 million. Now, he's way younger, but he got $90 million guaranteed. He's 5 years younger, so keep that in mind. Got to let you run.
Right.
I hope you take good care of yourself. Thanks for the call. It's a good call, and it's a good idea.
Sir.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you. We got to take a quick timeout. We'll come back with Lap on the other side. Then we will get into some other things because we got to get into some other things. Yes. Yes, indeed. Boys and girls on the Team 980, always streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.